And Obama's Republican rival may think the press is getting just a little too excited about Obama's overseas travels. Last night, John McCain's campaign passed out laminated press cards to reporters who travel with him. They read, "McCain Press Corps, JV Squad, left behind to report in America."
The so-called junior varsity reporters include NPR's Scott Horsley, who listened as McCain challenged his rival on Iraq.
John McCain says Barack Obama was wrong about Iraq a year ago, and he's still wrong today. McCain complains that Obama has not acknowledged the progress that's been made in Iraq, progress McCain says is the result of the troop surge he supported.
Senator Obama, my opponent, said the surge would not succeed, that he wanted us out. If he'd have had his way, we'd have been out last March. We would have never done the surge. We would never have succeeded, and we would have had defeat.
That view is shared by many of the people who came to hear McCain yesterday at the Old Opera House in Rochester, New Hampshire. But not Barbara Hilton, an anti-war activist from neighboring Portsmouth.
Our presence there is, in fact, inflaming the Muslim world and creating more terrorists. Our tax dollars...
Now. Wait, please. One of the fundamental... Please, sir.
Don't I have a right to speak?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to ensure
Thank you. Thank you.
McCain engaged in a lengthy back and forth with Hilton. He acknowledged that the war was mismanaged for years. But he also argued the strategy now in place is working and said it would eventually benefit the whole region.
We are going to withdraw. We will withdraw. The fact is whether we withdraw in victory or whether we withdraw in defeat.
McCain enjoys the give and take of these town hall meetings, and he held more than 100 of them while campaigning during the New Hampshire primary. His victory in that contest helped revitalize his campaign and put him on a path towards the nomination. But McCain will have his hands full with Granite State voters in November. Peter Spaulding chairs his New Hampshire campaign.
It's going to be a battleground state, and there was a poll done, you know, shows us Obama and McCain within 2 points here in New Hampshire. And we're pleased with that.
The University of New Hampshire poll actually shows Obama with a 3-point lead. That's essentially a tie. But 2 months ago, McCain had a 6-point lead in New Hampshire. After yesterday's town hall meeting, McCain dropped by the Buxton Heating Oil Company, where he watched a delivery truck get loaded with 2,800 gallons of the precious fuel. Although it's the middle of summer, every one of those gallons cost $4.59. Heating bills this winter could be twice as high as last year's.
Buxton's are at the end of the chain. We've got to address the beginning of it, including offshore oil exploration, including nuclear power, including alternate forms of energy. There's nobody who's a greater supporter of alternate energy than the Buxtons because they know that many of their customers are in such difficulties financially when they see the price of oil doubling.
Democrats note that 2 years ago, McCain voted against a bill that would have provided poor families with more federal help in paying their heating bills. McCain says he would back a new aid proposal from Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, but only because it would be paid for with a new tax on oil companies.
The problem is that we keep on spending and we don't have ways of paying for it, and we lay on future generations of Americans this incredible debt.
That answer sounds tailor-made for the famously frugal voters of New Hampshire. Later this week, McCain campaigns in Louisiana, where Governor Bobby Jindal has been mentioned as a possible vice presidential candidate. The senator was noncommittal about any upcoming announcement.
He had the same answer as we always had. When we're ready to announce, we'll announce.
Still, running mate rumors fueled by columnist Robert Novak have helped to hold reporters' interest in McCain's campaign at a time when it might otherwise be overshadowed by Obama's foreign travels. Scott Horsley, NPR News.